what we wanted to start off with in our discussion today was really to get impressions, questions from the larger group, the audience, in a sense. And we haven't really used that word. When we talked about the iLab residency, we didn't want to put the weight of a performance on it. We really wanted to keep it focused on the process and on the exploration, and so we kind of used the word engagements, that we would have these engagements, twice during the residency. So this is our first engagement. It would be great. I know Michelle and Hope, when we sat down to talk about this portion of the day, were really interested to get feedback from the audience.
I liked the written cues because I found it got me more focused, and I did pay attention to the unnoticed sounds or the small sounds that I think I was missing before. So those were key for me. Otherwise, I tend to wander. And I realized I really connected when I heard human voices. So it was like a symphony of sound all around me, but it was a human voice that always drew me into that sound.
I found that I could turn up the volume on something, actually, if I looked at it. So I could hear a truck better if I watched the truck. So like if a sound caught my attention and I looked at it, I could turn up the volume. But then I also found that if I looked at things I couldn't hear, like you were taking notes a lot on your little yellow pad, and although the actual sound of your pen on the paper wasn't happening, I could imagine the sound and sort of hear as well. And so my imagination with sound was heightened in that way as well.
That's what we had on Tuesday. A lot of people had that.
Yeah, I mean, I got to sit in on another session, and I had the same kinds of experiences. I couldn't hear the natural sounds in particular, but I saw the wind in the leaves, and I knew they were rattling. You know, somehow you could fill in the gap with your eyes.
I love the sound of a little bit of the waterfall that we walked by, that little reminder, maybe nature.
I was getting really tired after the jackhammers. I was like so tired, and this walk was over, and I saw the waterfall, and then I just got next to it, and I felt my whole body was just like, ah, such a relief.
Having taken a walk in the Central Park this morning, so I thought about what are the sounds I'm not hearing, and I didn't hear any dogs or birds.
I felt like it was the dullest soundscape I experienced. And I think it was because I was really wanting like birds and dogs and trees and things like that. I mean, really wanting it. It would be pretty radical if actually you could get people to understand what they're listening to every day when they're at work, to understand that what they're not hearing, or understand what's missing, or understand what they're being assaulted with all the time. I mean, because it's pretty intense.
On the Tuesday that I sat in with the lab, Michelle shared a story about being assaulted by the soundscape. And Pauline Oliveros, who was there that day, she talked about it. And one of the things she talked about is we should all write a letter to Mayor Bloomberg. That was one of her answers to that. And I think, you know, in thinking about this island concept is when you're walking around today, is there some sense of wanting to take action? I mean, I guess what I'll tell my personal experience is when we walked under the Pershing Square Bridge to go to Grand Central, I thought, gosh, I have heard a lot of cars and buses and things today. And I thought, you know, coming from my environmental background, I think, you know, I want to harp on those SUVs. I sort of thought, what if we got rid of all the cars? You know, we would take care of two problems. We take care of the soundscape, and we take care of global warming all in one shot.
Something that we don't do every day as we walk around in Grand Central, but I felt a lot safer within the group to sort of let that open and walk around. So that was interesting. So the level of safety.
I realize I probably have been with a group of people and not spoken for an hour and a half. That happens in my world very often.
The sense of time changed a lot. a lot of the time my vision was redrawn, and I would just sort of had this, like, I would look into the inside of my head, and that helped a lot with not focusing on a particular sound. And so it was just, I just felt like I was going through this different worlds.
I was interested in how architectural spaces shifted my perception of sound so extremely. Like, when we were on the plaza, I went into the ATM machine place so that I could see what I was seeing, but with a very different sound environment. And it was very different. And I tried walking along walls very often, so like, because it's a very different, like, you block off part of, and you also get an echo. So, like, it's almost like any moment you spend in a different architectural space, whether you're in the middle of the sidewalk or you're over to the side or you're, like, under an archway, it seemed to have a really different physical effect, too. Like, your skin changes according to how the space is around you. And that was very clear, because I'm kind of overwhelmed by sound in general, so I have to find strategies to not be, like, to be able to listen. And so one of them for me was able to kind of to notice how the walls and like, even looking up changes how you hear. Or I was in that other plaza where Michelle took us. I was looking up through the tree, like these little tiny oak leaf type trees, and that changed the way that it sounded around, as opposed to when you're just looking up at the building. So all those things were very clear in this environment specifically, because of walking through the big buildings and then into the, you know, Grand Central, which is such a specific architectural design space.
I thought people probably thought we were a religious group of some kind.
A lot of us were like,
yeah.
I was going to say, if somebody asked us, I was just going to say, prayer circle. It's prayer circle. I just didn't want to have to deal with the whole experience.
I thought it was interesting to notice with the video element that I felt like we were, in the minds of people walking by, more justified because there were people videotaping us. And we created this New York, something is happening, and it's being documented, and professional cameras, so therefore we're not totally insane. If we didn't have you, I feel like people would have really reacted with a lot more, like, fear of us or something, or just like, oh, they're just totally crazy. And I just became really aware of that, like, when people would see the video camera when it was near me and my group, and they would look at us differently.
Hope, you said something earlier before the walk about the listening body looks different. And I was really enjoying that in Grand Central, because I went up on the stairs and I was kind of watching you all, just watching still people versus people going somewhere. And just this whole choreography of you guys and the other people in that space was really nice.
I found it really interesting to see how legible awareness is, just that question. And for me today, watching the group, it seemed very legible because we were a group. But I was really enjoying kind of the beauty of seeing a very aware mass of people in the context of the city.